Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's happening there, good people? It's your man, Beach Bum Gun, live on the off rant, April 22nd, 2013, 11 p.m. Gotta love Mondays. Who got the case of the Mondays out there? I know work sucked. If you're out here on the East Coast, it's been a rainy, cold day. But we're here to brighten your day up right before you go to bed, man. So women out there whispering sweet nothings so you can rub your man's chest. Right before y'all get into the bed, give you that love game. Yeah, right. Man, this, I'm trying to get women to join on here, but they don't want to hear nothing we got to say. But hey, this is a forum for y'all. Women, if you got something to say, something to get off your chest, feel free to call up 646-915-860-8680. To all the fellas, you know, we rap about sports, we rap about everything, life, all that. You know, feel free to call up. Live on the off ramp with my man, my ace Boom Coon, Mr. Righteous. What up?
What's going on, brother?
Hey, not much, man. Living the dream, living the dream. How's your Monday, man?
Working.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that. But we can jump right on into the topics, man. I guess no point in wasting no time. Got different type of stuff that we could rap about. First, you know, NBA playoffs, you've been catching up with any of the basketball?
Yeah, I saw a couple games, man. Watched a little bit of the game two tonight, the Bulls in Brooklyn, and then watching game two of the Clippers in, what's those dudes' name? Clippers in Memphis right now, so.
Yeah, the first game, the Brooklyn and Chicago game was definitely a good one, man. I'm glad. I mean, after the first game one blowouts, man, I'm finally glad that game two turned out pretty good. Yeah, even though I'd be firing up our co-host M Extra Money, who can't be with us tonight, about his boy Luau Dang. Yo, Chicago played well tonight, man. They look good. You know, I'm definitely checking out my close personal friend Christopher tonight from my Clippers, man, to see how they can do it. You know, me and Christopher, we go way back. About 2000 and what was I living in North Carolina about? 2010, yo. Used to hang out at the barbershop, man. It was my man, yo. 50 grand. But we got my man. Who is that? Mr. Professional, you on the line?
Yeah, that's me. I'm back in effect. How's everybody doing tonight?
What's going on, brother?
No complaints. Hey, all right, well, let me ask y'all about this. Because I do want to save the basketball talk. For one of our special guests, Big T Ross, he wants to come in and talk about playoffs. So I'm gonna hold off on the NBA talk for right now. Since all of us play football, let's get back to the football draft coming Thursday. Darrell Revis just got traded to the Tampa Bay Bucks for a first round draft pick. He signed $96 million. Woo! New money. But none of it's guaranteed. Was that a dumb contract or is that a good contract? What you got, Mr. Righteous?
I think it's a good contract because they kind of playing it like, okay, if this dude don't come back into the form that he was when he was with the Jets, then, you know, we can cut his behind and not have to lose any money. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's how I look at it. I mean, because it's all a business, you know what I'm saying?
But they lost a first-round draft pick over it, though.
It's a chance that you take when you're doing these trades and all this signing these different contracts and trading draft picks and stuff like that. It's a risk that you take, but I mean, obviously that they see something in him that's a risk that they're willing to take on him that they think, okay, well, he comes back healthy, he's gonna do some work out there for us. And I mean, that's what the GM or one of them office dudes was saying that was a risk that they was willing to take, even though they know it was risky, but that was something that they was willing to take, and they really believed in his ability on the field. So.
Right. Mr. Professional, what you got? You think it was a good contract? You think it was a bad contract?
You know, it was good for the organization, but I don't think it was good for Revis. I think in a sport like football, you got to take that guaranteed money. I mean, I don't see how any agent can. I don't even know. How can you let a man that good sign a contract that where somebody can just cut you and then you end up dead broke? I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah,
I guess that's not who is. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you good. I mean, that's probably something that I'm sure they probably all came to an agreement with, you know, with talking over it and everything, like, you know, with the contract situation and this is how it's going to be and all that good stuff. I mean, because if you're my agent, you just straight up took that type of deal without talking to me first and me finding out why they give me this deal, I'm firing you over the phone and I'm going to fire you when I see you face to face. I'm going to hire Drew Rosen out and do sit-ups in the driveway.
But see, and like nobody's saying anything, but this is the exact kind of deal that Ricky Williams got when he came out of Texas when Master P was his agent. It was all incentive-laden. It wasn't right. Any big – well, back then they didn't even have guaranteed money. Like, I understand. In theory, it's kind of the role model way to go. Like, you know what I mean? I've been hurt. I'm going to come to the squad. I'm going to try to do whatever I can. If I ball out, you give me 100 mil. If I can't do anything, you cut me and let me go about my way. But
right.
in the sense, that's the honorable way to go. But this is real life. Like my man, the professional, said, look, for me to take a chance to play for you and risk even injuring myself, you're going to have to give me that money. You're going to have to give me that money. Something guaranteed. You know what I mean?
Right.
He could have just stayed on the Jets and collected right. 10 mil guaranteed this year. So
right.
I don't know. I don't know what his agent was thinking. You know,
I just think he probably just rolled out because you know he felt the way how the Jets organization was going, pretty much downhill. And you know, as an athlete and as a person, you know about your job, you'd be like, yo man, you got all these rumors out there that you're getting rid of me. So obviously you don't want my services, so why do I need to stay here? And nobody else was really making no offers, really. So, I mean, I guess that was like the best offer for them is to, you know, go ahead and deal with Tampa Bay because nobody else was putting in no offers. Damn, Chiefs. Should have put in a damn offer. God damn it. You should have traded Andy Reid for Darrell Reeves, yo.
you gonna change the coach way? You gonna go out there? You gonna go out there with a player coach?
Yo, they should implement. They should implement trading coaches, yo. You should be able to trade coaches.
Yeah, well, you did trade a coach, yo. You got your coach from the Eagles, yo.
No, we fired and hired him. Yeah, I'm talking about just straight trade. We gonna trade you for this guy, man. I guess that's the same thing. Whatever. Who cares?
Oh, man. Hey, Mr. Professional, man, you been keeping up with baseball, man? Yeah.
A little bit.
So who should we check out this year? You're in a real good area with the Orioles and I want to call them the Wizards, the Nationals, man. They both doing pretty good so far this year. So what you been checking out, man? You got to be a baseball aficionado, yo.
I'm hoping the Orioles come back in, but I don't see it happening.
Say that again?
I've been trying to follow the Orioles, but I just don't see it happening. They're supposed to be one of the most underrated teams in baseball this year, but, I mean, they haven't really been too convincing going into the beginning of the season. But the thing about baseball is such a long season. It's a very long season. Anything can happen. I mean, think about it. It is longer than basketball, and basketball is long. So it's just ridiculous. But, I mean, the American League East, I think, is tough. You know, you're in a division with the Red Sox and Yankees. You know, you're fighting for a playoff spot every year, you know, where, you know, if you're in some of these other divisions, you know, you can be a mediocre team, get to the playoffs, but, you know, for the Orioles to make it to the playoffs, just think about it. They got to be better than the Red Sox and the Yankees each year, and that's a tough job.
Yeah,
sure. I got a job for you, Mr. Professional. I need you at least once a week to call in and give us an update on baseball and an update on soccer. Since you the baseball we're going to treat you like your dad has. You get 5 seconds to talk about soccer, yo. Then we cut you off, yo.
Let me give you my soccer update. So I'm out there coaching my daughter out there for soccer the first week. Yeah, the first week she didn't want to play because, you know, she said people were pushing her. So I told her, I was like, you know, sports is a physical thing. You know, it's okay to, you know, to nudge up against somebody, you know, get them out your way. This week went out there, she scored like 5 goals. But she would have had like 10 red cards. She was throwing girls on the ground and everything, dog.
Time out. Did you say she scored 5 goals and got 10 red cards?
Yeah, I mean, I was the coach. I'm the coach, so I didn't blow the whistle. I just let it keep on going. But it's funny with kids. I'm sure you know, Mr. Righteous. They're very literal. You know what I mean? Like, you tell a kid like it's okay, you know, to try and get, you know, you got to try and get your position. Like if you're playing basketball or football or soccer or anything, and they take it very literal. You know what I mean? They go out there and do what they got to do.
Your kids should have been kicked out the game, yeah. They should have threw out the stadium. Yeah, 10 red cards is a lot. Don't you only get 2 before you're supposed to leave?
Yeah, that's yellows. Yeah, red card, you're immediately off. But, I mean, I don't know. I can't call it. But, I mean, at that age, you're just happy that they competing, you know, and you know, I was proud of her. I wasn't mad at her, and I was the referee, so I didn't actually blow the whistle or nothing. You know, I just let it happen. So.
Hey, that's good stuff. Did any of the other parents come up and try to check you, like, yo, why your daughter beating up my daughter, yo?
Nah, I don't know if my wife was on the sideline, so I don't know if she heard anything, but I definitely didn't.
Man, it is what it is. Kids be kids, man. They just, you know, just out there playing, having a good time, man.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's good to hear. All right, got another quick little topic. So there was an article today on Yahoo that explained how women are being turned away because they're too fat to tan, right? Like just
what
like supposedly like it's like exceeding like the weight limit of like the little bulbs that they be laying in, and plus they say like it takes them too long to get tanned all the way, so they tell them they can't get tanned. But yeah, I mean, that's funny in itself. But I got a serious question. Yeah, I had a thought of like women getting like plastic surgery. Would you let your wives get plastic surgery though? If there was something that they were self conscious about? What you got, Mr. Wright?
Hell no. Ain't getting no fat. Unless it's warranted that you have to get something restructured because of a accident or something like that. Nah, man. You gotta be able to make them feel good about themselves to not want to do that and not to. For me, I'm cheap, so you ain't spend all that goddamn money for no plastic surgery. You know, for something that you can work on either at the gym or, you know, if you have to put some makeup on or something like that. But other than that, I don't believe in that plastic surgery stuff, though.
What about you, Mr. Professional?
Yeah, I think the same way, but mainly because I think a lot of people don't realize, one, that you could work at that stuff and it'll cost you a whole lot less money, and two, there's so much risks involved with doing that, like, you don't know what could go wrong, you know what I mean? Like, you know, unless it's medically necessary that, you know, you need to do something, then otherwise, you got to work on it yourself. Yeah. But you got to make it happen.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be happy about it, but I don't think I would. It's tough for me to say. I don't think, like, I don't know how it would actually be in the conversation, but I would think that I'd be understanding to the point where if it really meant that much to her, and she really put forth an effort to, let's even say, like, to lose weight. Let's say my wife really, really wanted to lose weight. She worked out hard. It just wasn't working for her. She saved up her own side little money to get a little tummy tuck or whatever. I wouldn't be happy for it, but I'm happy about it. But if something she really wanted, I don't think I'd say anything. I mean, I think I'd let her ride, you know. I definitely know I'm bumping up that insurance policy in case she don't come out that anesthesia.
Yeah, I just don't trust all that stuff, man. Cause you just so much stuff that goes wrong, man. And it's just crazy, man. And then
they don't tell you. Like a lot of people that do that, they end up going back for follow ups because what they what you had done wasn't done right, or mm-hmm. or you got some side effects from it, so you got to go get it get something cleaned up or get it fixed, and it could be an ongoing thing. I mean, I just think about like the surgery I had for my wrist when my ligament tore, and it still hurts. So I had that big surgery thing, the big cast on my arm, and all that's done, and my wrist still hurts. So, so if that was unnecessary, like, why would you already start off with something that's almost unnecessary, and you don't know what's gonna happen?
Right, and then like stuff like that doesn't take with everybody. Everybody has different side effects of different things, so you just never know. It's a crapshoot, man, when it comes to that stuff.
I don't know. If my wife comes in like, I'm going to have the same body as Tahiri. I might try to put 20 on it myself. Mm-hmm. Hey, we got a caller. We got a caller that just called in. 757, what up? Who this?
What up? You already know what it is, man. That's the beat, man.
Hey, Mr. Bonner, yo, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing, bro?
Doing good, bro.
Yeah, so the question we're talking about now, if you had your main lady, right? She was self-conscious about something and wanted to get plastic surgery. Would you let her?
Nah. Cause you do it once, you keep doing it again to maintain it. It's plastic.
So you must be dating them rich chicks, yo.
Yep.
You must be dating them rich chicks. You going back, yeah.
Nah,
if you keep going back with plastic surgery, yo, your Christmas gifts better be off the hook.
No, they're real, bro. I like the real.
Yeah, man.
Like, yeah, that's why I cut my own hair, yo, because if I come home with a good shape up, people that they might think that's the normal. Be like, nah, like I'm rocking the George Jefferson all day.
Yeah, man. That's why I like my wife natural. Man, I can't stand makeup. I hate makeup with a passion, bro. I don't like it at all. Did you put that
on? Come on,
don't act like
y'all gonna be a world star hip hop watching all them girls with them fake boobies and fake asses looking like, damn.
No.
I hit that.
Sir, hitting it and wiping it up or digging it for a long time, it's not the same.
In hindsight, if you really look at it, if that's what us as men, if that's what we really was looking for or what we really wanted, that's what we would have went after. We wouldn't just went with what we went to. So obviously we picked who we picked because that's what we wanted. If we wanted that stuff, then that's what we went after. That's what I'm talking to my wife all the time. She always talking about some. I see how y'all be looking at them Kim Kardashian. That's the type of. I said, if that's what I wanted, I would have went after that. I don't want that. Obviously, I went after you because that's who I wanted and what I wanted. Not what that. I don't want long hair. They say long hair, light skin type. I don't want that.
But what about the money?
That's not my.
I'm not about the money.
I have to do about the money.
He said, "What about the money, now?"
It would feel right in that joint for the money, man. Yo, Mrs. Bonner, Mrs. White, Mrs. Sewell, like if Kim Kardashian was available. And you run with your wives now on them listening to the show, thinking that I don't want y'all getting in trouble. I'm saying with the Ray J single that I hit it first, Mr. Bonner, would you butt up Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, man, for the bank account. I ain't gonna lie to you. All
about the moolah, huh? Mr. Professional, what about you? Would you bun her up?
No, sir. Can't have that video out there. That's out there forever. That's out there forever. Once it goes online, it's not coming off.
What about you, Mr. Righteous? Would you?
Hey, man, you just said the name, Mr. Righteous, bro. I ain't bringing no snow bunnies home, man. Just can't happen, brother.
Hold on.
Yeah,
you don't do it just because she's white?
What?
What'd you say, Mr. Bonner?
Not a snow bunny.
Hold on, fellas, it's starting to break out. So Mr. Righteous just said he's righteous. He wouldn't bring her on because she's no snow bunny. Mr. Professional said she's not a snow bunny. Mr. Bonner, I don't know what the hell you just said. You keep going in and out. So my question is, Mr. Professional, why isn't she considered a snow bunny?
Because she's ethnic. Her family's of ethnic descent or something random. Like, that's not
what?
A snow bunny.
She got, yo. She's snow bunny, brother. She's Armenian. She's still snow bunny.
Yeah. So definitely not no snow bunny.
She's still a snow bunny, brother.
She ain't got
Gonzalez or Enrique at the end of her last name. She's snow bunny, yo. because he said of ethnic, but to me that's ethnic Gonzalez or something like that, man. I'm not dealing with no snow bunny. To me, she's a snow bunny, yo.
Dang.
Regardless of ethnicity, whatever, she's a snow bunny.
Yeah.
Oh man. Hey, Mr. Bonner, what you say, white girl?
Nah, I'd love to be a white girl.
No, would you date a white girl? Like, if you wasn't, like, in your current situation, like, would you have a problem dating a white girl?
Money, if it came to ask your money, yeah, I would. I ain't gonna lie to you.
No, nigga, you ain't never gonna, you know, I ain't gonna say you ain't never gonna find no kid got that shit. I'm talking about a broke-ass white girl with a fat ass. Would you date her?
Yeah, Chloe out there, yeah. Yeah, Chloe out there. She ain't happy.
She not happy, no? Yeah, she's the only one that's really married, yo.
Right.
So, hey, Mr. Righteous, yo. Hey, Mr. What's the problem dating a white girl, yo?
I don't have no problem with it. It's just that's just not me. That's not my style of a woman to date or to even be married to. I mean, that's just not me, brother. I don't see no connection with it. For me, that's for me. I mean, I don't have no problem with everybody else doing it because that's what I do. But for me, that's not me.
Shit.
What's up, Mr. Professional? You all right back there? Was that you? Was that Mr. Bonner?
No, that wasn't me. But I think I feel the exact opposite way. I mean, I don't know. Just as a species, the female creature is just amazing. Like, it don't matter what they are.
Yeah, but that's what I said. That's for me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's how I grew up. That's how I've been. It's just for me, man. I just wouldn't do it, yo.
Yeah, I didn't realize you were racist, just like my wife, yo. My wife
is
so happy.
That's not being racist. Hold on.
Yo, you say your wife is racist?
Oh, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, some of her best friends are white, but she does not believe in interracial dating, yeah. She barely kept Newbie because he was black and white, yeah.
Yo, that's a damn shame. Damn shame what they did to that dog.
Like, she has no problem. It cracks me up. Yeah, I'm going to talk about my wife. I love her to death, yeah. But, like, it cracks me up. Like, her best friend, her ace boom coon, her sister is married to a white guy, right? She loves him, thinks he's great. But don't ever let me say that I dated a white girl. You just thought that I committed the worst sin in the world. And it's only because of the color of the skin. And I don't get it. I always feel like, you relate to people who you relate to. It don't matter what color they are. if you enjoy their company, you enjoy their company, yeah. But if I date a white girl, yeah, I think my wife will leave me, yeah.
So you have a way out. Just glad you found one early.
What? Oh, man. Yeah, man. I mean, like, back to the whole plastic surgery thing.
I had to take a break. What happened, yo?
So, yeah, what happened to you over there? Oh, was that
I got off, man. I got a phone call, yeah.
Oh, okay. It wasn't from the regular, was it? Well, get yourself in trouble.
See? There y'all go, man. You can't stand by your belief for nothing and say you got to get joked on about it, man.
Oh, man, yo, you know, you on the off-ramp. You're going to get joked on no matter what you
hey,
say,
man.
Huh?
Hey, man, I don't care, man. It's just, that's just how I feel, man.
It's all right, man.
Yeah. Whatever. Next question.
But that is funny, though. But, yeah, man, but I mean, to get back on the topic that we were originally discussing, yo. I don't think I'd like my woman getting plastic surgery, yo, but is she going to come home? Is she going to tell me that? And she bringing some D's home, yo. You know what I mean? Throw some D's on it, yo. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna be too mad. But I wouldn't push her to do it. Like, I would never tell her that that's what I want. I'm happy. Since she's standing in the room, I say I'm happy just the way she is. And I tell y'all how I really feel when she goes upstairs.
Hey, they always listening, man. They always listening. It don't matter.
Yeah, ain't that the truth, man? Uh-huh. Ain't that the truth? So we only got about 3 minutes. I don't want to really go into any more big topics. I wanted to talk about Lauryn Hill. She got her sentencing pushed back for that tax evasion, yo. And the funniest quote that I saw was, "I only stopped paying taxes when it was necessary to withdraw from society in order to guarantee the safety and well-being of myself and my family." I would have wanted to respond, "Bitch, pay your taxes like everybody else do."
That was an ooh-wee talking, that's why.
Who is this? Who did that?
Lauryn Hill.
Oh, yeah.
That's like Ganja talking. Mm-hmm. That's like Bob Marley.
Yep.
Go ahead, Mr. Professional.
No, that's crazy. Yeah, that was Mr. Righteous, I think.
No. Yeah, I definitely bun up a white girl before I bun up her crazy black ass. She ain't even got a shape of you. She as bad as you, Mr. Professional. She like she cut her own hair, you know? Well, I still don't understand why you cut your own hair. Man. I don't know when that happened when we was in college.
Yo, it's like $20 a shape up, man. I'm stacking
Damn.
Paper right now. I'm stacking
what
paper.
What the heck, $20?
Dang. But look, on the load, chicks was throwing money at you down at UMBC. You could have got one of them to shape you up, yo.
That was back when I had the corn rolls, man.
Oh, yeah. Good old corn rolls, yo. Ah, the good old days. But, yeah, man, so right, man, that's about our time, man. I want to thanks to all of our sponsors, RiffBefore30.com. Go get that book, The Real Silver Dollar. Go get that Olive Poco Mag for all your news and entertainment. Shout out to MassauJohnsonInsurance.com. Free insurance needs to go get all that. Shout out to my man, Mr. Righteous, my man, Mr. Professional, my man, Mr. Bonner. Thanks for calling in, man. It's been fun. Been fun tonight. Have extra money wherever you at. Keep your head up, son. Y'all got anything y'all want to say before we get out of here?
Peace.
Thanks again for the call and the comedy.
All right,
fellas. We'll be back on tomorrow at 11, so make sure y'all call in. 100.